Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Adriana Bello is here. She's leads the global cross-border trade and go-to-market initiatives for PayPal. You know who PayPal is? I'm one of their good customers. I use them all the time, and it's a great resource. And so she's here with some research, the answers to some research on how small merchants are dealing with some of the trade issues, some of the discussions, the debates, and the tariffs that are being implied. Maybe some of them being threatened, and whether small businesses are how they're going to weather that with not only internally but with their customers. And so she's got some good information for us. Adriana Bello, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your work. And by the way, thank you for your company. I use PayPal every day.
Oh, really? That's very nice to see. How do you use PayPal?
I use it to buy things, but I also have a credit card that works. It functions as my – it basically functions as my debit card.
Oh, that's very nice.
It's very handy for me, and I like it a lot. So anyway, let's get to the research. I'm really glad you guys conducted this, because this is a topic I've talked about with my audience. I polled my own audience about this to ask them about their experience, and two things that I've wanted to know is, number one, how much of a hardship would this be? Would the trade debates and the discussions and the challenges, did we get things worked out? How much of that is impacting small business owners, and how much is it? How much are they willing to give in order to get on the other side of these debates? What did you find out?
This is the fourth year that we have done the survey, and we have talked to more than 34,000 consumers in 31 countries. For both of us, it's a very important topic with all the markets that we serve today. So there are some very interesting results that came up this year out of this place. And just for you and for the audience to know, when we did this early March, it was 2 weeks after the U.S. announced the intentions of tariffs. So we had a very good momentum to go out and ask those questions to the consumers.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of things to work with. The first one, it might impact some of the countries, but not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So let me start with the countries where we see that price is very important for consumers to come to US and to buy. Mexico, France, and Italy. So if your consumers coming from those countries, there is like a higher chance that you might be impacted, because price is the top buyer consideration for those countries.
So if your customers are in Mexico, France, or Italy, you might have if there's a tariff imposed, you might have a harder time raising your price to absorb that tariff or to prevent your customer from paying the tariff. Raising your price to that level, those customers might go away. They'd be more likely to go away. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Because the small business has less bigger room to reabsorb the cost increase,
right,
that the tariff might impose. And that's the major difference with the large enterprise companies.
Mm-hmm. And of course, right now with the big one, I'm sure the big one for a couple of reasons is Mexico, because number one, they're our southern neighbor, And we do a lot of business with them every day and on, across, you know, big business, small business. But the other thing is because, you know, that we have the NAFTA thing in front of us. We don't have such a big discussion with France and Italy right now as we do with Mexico. So Mexico is really I think that's probably the high percentage example for American small businesses, don't you?
That's right. But although the biggest corridor from the way we've seen PayPal is China. So it's from Chinese consumers buying less,
right.
This is where we see the biggest growth.
Hold on to that thought, because I want to get to China. I want to give China a little more time on that, and then we'll come back after the break, folks, and find out what China thinks about this. So think about this, folks. This is research showing how different consumers, your customers, your online customers in these other countries are feeling about the tariffs. Tony Taylor, right back with Adriana Bell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.